Last time we began discussing the Malacha Mimachik, the Talada of Mimareach, just a few brief aras about things we discussed last time, and then we'll move on. As far as the application, the Taz that we saw of scraping your shoes with these barzolim that they used to have outside of the shuls in Europe to scrape off the mud, and the fact that depending on the sharpness of the implement, is a memorach problem, according to Magen Avraham. Even if it's dull, it's a memorach problem, according to the Taz. If it's sharp, it's a memorach problem. So I saw Rabbi Karp points out that Me'ikar Adin, he thinks that this whole concern about this barzelim was only relevant to a old, cheap kind of leather shoe, like they probably wore in Europe in previous centuries, where if you were to scrape it, then some of this shoe could potentially be scraped and come off. And that there's a real memoria concern. But with our shoes, when you scrape the dirt off the shoe, you're not scraping off any of the shoe in all likelihood just about every time. You're just scraping off the dirt to clean the shoe, but there's no smoothing going on. So he thinks that Mikra Din, that's probably not the kind of memoria they're really concerned about. And even though we're not going to be matter on that basis, lehedya, you know, using that kind of a barzelim or the equivalent implement to scrape off a piece of leather or a shoe, but at least you could be comfortable wiping your shoe against such a thing softly, where anyway, there are heterion that we discussed that is not necessarily psikreshe. And you could be more comfortable with that with our shoes, because he thinks, Mikra Din, there's probably no real memoreach going on anyway. He quotes over Yashiv as being of that position. The other Ha'ara is, we got a little bit stuck last time on the precise concern expressed by memoreach Ritia B'Shabbos. What is the action that is potentially problematic, Mishum Mimachik, if you are Memareach spreading a bandage on Shabbos? So the Orcha Shabbos has a long footnote about this, footnote Kaf Ches in Perek 17. So he thinks, we saw Rashi and Ervin last time in Kuf Beis, who talks about the Gumos Shabbatia, that you're smoothing the Gumos. Which sounds like some air pockets that you're smoothing down. But he points out the Rashi and Shabbos that we also read on Ayin Hay, that Mimachik is Machlik Tachboshes Alamaka. So Tachboshes, he assumes, is referring to some kind of medicine, some kind of cream, not the bandage itself. Tachboshes is a medicated bandage. So there's some kind of medicine here. It's not just a dry bandage. So that's the case. Machlik tachboshes alamaka means you're smoothing the medicated bandage that has some kind of substance in it, which is potentially subject to memareach. He says what's unclear in that Rashi is, are we talking about putting the cream on the bandage or putting the cream on the maka? Machlik tachboshes alamaka is that you're putting the cream on the bandage and there's merech on the bandage, and then you're going to put the bandage on the wound? Are we talking about putting the cream directly on the wound, which will be covered by the bandage and then spread while you're covering the bandage? He says in the Piskei Rid, it seems like we're talking about spreading the bandage on the wound, and spreading the medicine on the wound through the bandage. And he says it's not so clear why that should be memachik. Because memachek means that you're smoothing down a substance, a piece of material. Here, you're mimareach that cream on the makkah or even on the bandage, so there's no intention to spread the cream per se. You just want the cream to get on the wound, but you're not interested in spreading it. And even if you'll tell me, so okay, but it's still a secretion that's going to spread. But maybe that's not really b'chlal mamarech if your intention isn't to do any spreading, as we'll talk about a little bit behem sheikh, as maybe the reason, if you assume ein mamarech ba'ochlin, we have no interest in the spreading per se, as we'll talk about a little bit later. He says, same thing, Rashi and Kuf Kafal from Ibeis, Dibur Maschel Rok. Says that you can't spread saliva agave karka. So there also, you're not interested in spreading the saliva. So why should that be memareach? But that's all the halacha v'lo l'maisa, because in practice, we assume, as we'll talk about Bam Sheikh, that spreading cream in an active way, we at least consider that to be memareach. But just pointing out that it's not so clear exactly what the concern of Mimareach Ritiya B'Shabbos is. Okay, so we began at the end of last year talking about mimareach as a talada mimachek, mimareach being spreading something that is soft, that is pliable, like the shava is the example we saw in the Mishnah by Chavis. Mishnah Brura Simon Shin Kav Zayin Sifkatan Tez Zayin. Shin Kav Zayin Sifkatan Tez Zayin. Litzatseach hamin alim aide maruach hashachor. Fix it using black shoe polish. Kasa b'sevet tiveris Yisrael dem asa fil aide in a Yehudi aser ad la'er b'chdei shiasu. That spreading shoe polish is aser. That's a form of mimareach. Look at the Sharetzi on their Yud Zayin. Mashma sham the time of Mishim Sheyesh Bazem Mishum Memarech. So you're spreading shoe polish over a shoe. You're spreading the polish. That's Memarech. That's a substance that's equivalent to Shava. Take a look also at Shin Yud Ches Mishnah Brus of Katan Nun Beis. Shin Yud Ches Nun Beis. So you'll recall that in the Bishul context, there's a reference here of being tach betit. So Mishabura says in Sivkatan Nun Beis that when is it potentially possible to line something with tit to preserve? Here we're talking about preserving the heat, not the tach betit of Reish and Gimel in the context of dealing with Shiva Asara or Hadmana. So when is this possible? I am Agad Avram, Dafka v'batzek shu eino bar miruach. That's only relevant if you're going to line something with batzek. It's dafka batzek, which is not subject to miruach. Ava shava v'zefes otit, shedavar hamis mareach, asa mishav memareach. But if it's a kind of substance like wax or tar or plaster, which is subject to miruach, then you have a problem of memareach. That's the did we saw the Mishnah by Shviras Chavis Asasmo Neshu Memareach. That's the Magen Avraham. Taskas of the Batzek Nami Bar Meiruachu. That no, dough also is potentially subject to Meiruach. Dough isn't fundamentally any less of a bar miruach than shava is efes. It's of similar consistency, so it should be similarly subject to meruach. Elatan de'emazem yishem meruach lefisha ein makbet olav ledabik osa betov rak shelo yemagula legarmi shelo yiskarer. That if you're not lining it in a cohesive way, and you're not interested in the lining per se, it doesn't have to be done that well, then maybe that's not a miruach problem. When it comes to the neck of a chavis that you're going to fill a shava, you want the shava to be in that particular spot. So according to the Taz, if you're not makbid that it should be spread in an even way, that's not subject to meruach, not subject to mimareach, even if it's a substance that is a bar meruach. But fundamentally, everyone agrees, fundamentally, the Taz says that batzek in theory is subject to meruach. If you do it in a fashion that's not considered meruach, is one thing, but fundamentally, batzek is subject to meruach as well. So this is memareach as a talada of memachek, which is an iser daraisa, spreading shava in the chavis, or spreading batzek, or spreading shoe polish. It's potentially an Isser Daraisa. The Gemara has on Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis a potential Dirabanan application of Mimareach. This is on that din of Shava in the Shriya Shavis context. The Gemara has in the two Dias Im Haisa Nekuva, maybe about 15 lines before the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis.
We didn't discuss
Pinamaka 12
times yesterday. It wasn't
about
a street term.
Correct. We'll get to that later today. Okay, this is assuming there's a Mafik, but no. Here we're talking about using the buttsake to line a chavis.
It's not considered a food if it's for another use. For another
right. We talk about aim. When we talk about there's a Mafik, but Ochlin, it means food that you're going to eat. Is that subject to Mamachi? Good. Yeah.
By tach betit, are we not talking about like
an
oven?
We're talking about lining the oven to preserve the heat. But when we're going to talk about whether there's meruach ba'ochlin, it means food that you're going to eat, if you spread that in advance of eating, is that subject to meruach?
But if there's even a heter of tach betit, wasn't that only before Shabbos?
So there are two things. There's tach betit in the context of prevent as an analogous system to rifa v'ktima,
right,
to prevent a shi'af sar amana problem. And here we're talking about preserving heat. Preserving heat that's in a kli that's already yatzel at this bow. Right, the din here in Shinicha is kli sheyesh b'davar chaim sheyatzel at this bow. Mudel anicha b'shabes al gabe kedei rahatimuna kedei sheyishmar chama v'lo yistanein. So yachol atuach pib b'batzek im yesh b'batzek shenu l'shmeyesma. So that's talking about putting that batzek around as a additional form of insulation on Shabbos. Right? It was not a mukzah problem, and it can't be a memorach problem. Okay, so the Gemara on Kuf Mevav Mevez, that's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Mishka Rav Asa v'Shmuel Shari. What is Mishka? Says Rashi, Shemen of thick oil. Rav Asar Lamarcho, so you can't spread, you can't smooth thick oil. Vishmul Ashari. Manda Asar Gazvina Mishim Shaiva. If we Asar, then the reason we Asar is because that's analogous to Shava. Shava would be Mimareach the Araisa. And Shemen Av, even though it's not as thick as Shava, it's close enough that you may confuse the two, so that's going to be Asar mi derabana. Uman deshari lo gazrina. And Shmuel says it's mutter, there's no such gezera derabana. The Rambam writes, Perek Kaf Gimel Lof Yud Aleph, Hamin Mareach Ritiya B'Shabbos Chayav Mishum Mochik Asa'or, Lefikach Ein Sos Menekav B'Shava V'Chayotzei B'Shama Yemareach, the afilu bishuman ein sos min esanekev gezera mishum shava. So putting in shava would be a malacha daraisa. Putting in, the Rambam has shuman would be a malacha derabanan zera atu Shava. And so we have Mishkan our Gemara, and Rashi said Mishkan Shemen Av. The Rambam has Shuman. I don't know if the Rambam understood that that's what Mishka is, or Shuman is analogous to the same consistency as Shemen of. But there is a category of substances where there'd be a problem of Niruach Derabanan, Zera Atu, Shava, or the like. I'm looking at the Shimon discussing the Frankel, so he does have one gears in the Rambam that has Shemen instead of Shuman. And in Shulchan Aruch, we have this in Simon Shin Yud Dalid Se'if Yud Aleph. Shin Yud Dalid Se'if Yud Aleph. Asalitin Shava Oshaman of the neck of Achav is a Sasmo, the Neshahu Nemareach. Aval Bashar Dvarim, the left by Mishum Meruach, Hol the Eina Yain Yotseyaz, Mutter. Says the Mishabura Memhei, Shavo Shemenov, Alphagav de Ainley Ruach Beshemen, Aser, the Gazrina Natu Shava, the Dafka Shemenov came in the Shayah book Sasmi Ruach Asila Chlufe. So it has to be a substance that is somewhat thick, where you could potentially confuse it with Shava. And Shuman Vechelev Dino Keshava. Which is not like the Rambam. If the Rambam's Girsa is Shuman, then Shuman is Dino Kishemen of, not Dino Kishava. Okay. So it's not so clear exactly where to draw the line between what's deraisa and what's derabanan. It's what kind of substance is subject to meruach deraisa, what kind of substance is chayach to meruach derabanan. The Shabbos Home points out that sometimes you have machlotzim as to where things fall. So he says, for example, the shuman is one of them. We just saw the Mishnah Brura list shuman as asim in a Torah. Whereas in the Rambam, Shuman is in the list of the Rabbanans. He quotes a Hadara from Rabbi Falk, which I looked in Rabbi Falk's English safe, right? I didn't really see where he gets it from, but it was just Svara or formulation Dinavshe. But he says, if the substance is thick enough that if you would stick your finger in and then take your finger out and there would still be an indentation that was created by your finger, that's a substance that's subject to meruach deraisa. So wax, if you stick your finger into, may depend on the quality or the type of the wax, but whatever the shot of the Gemara is assuming, if you stick your finger into a wad of wax, a clump of wax, and then take it out, then you'll see a demarcation of where your finger was. As opposed to, if you stick your finger into shemen of, and then take your finger out, you won't see any indentation or any indication that your finger had just been there. So, like most creams, we assume are b'chlal the miruach derabanan category. So that would probably work with his definition. If you stick your finger into Vaseline, or you stick your finger into diaper cream and take it out, I don't know, if you stick your finger into Vaseline and take it out, will there be a, probably it depends how deep you stick your finger in, right? There probably would be a mark. Yes, I'm not sure where that definition comes from, or if that's the best operative definition. Rabbi Ribia uses the terminology that meruach d'oraisa. That shavar, that which is subject to meruach d'oraisa, is a pliant solid, and that which is subject to memareach d'rabbanan is a dense semi-solid. I don't know if that's any more helpful than anything we've said till now. A pliant solid versus a dense semi-solid. But I think the most poskim assume that a cream or something of the sort.
Let me grab one thing.
Yes, in Rabbi Ribiat's list of dense semi-solids, which are memareach d'rabbanan, he has hand creams, lipstick, or Moshe Tachuva, they put them on Rekomas, Chelik Alitzin, Kufiyadalid, that lipstick is a Mimachi problem, Vaseline, Desidin, that he all puts in this category of the Rabbanas. The Rezina of the Tshuva, Bermosha Chelag Aleph, Simon Lamed Vav, that Vaseline is like Shemen Av, so that fits into the Rabbanan category. He has a line that maybe we shouldn't extend the scope of Memareach d'Rabbanan beyond what Chazal tell us. Chazal tell us Shemen Av. So how do you know to extend it beyond that? But in practice, we assume that substances of similar consistency or similar viscosity would be subject to the same Gzeira d'Rabbana. So without being able to articulate a clear demarcation, generally, poskim see those kinds of creams that we mentioned as derabanan, as opposed to wax as being something more solid and subject to memareach d'oraisa or shoe polish, as we saw.
Shoe polish more solid than these creams that we're talking about?
It probably depends on the type of shoe polish. I guess the shoe polish of the Mishnah Brew is probably more solid. And then at the same time, you have to figure out where you draw the line between the Rabbanan and the Hatter Gomer. If something, you know, the extension, the Rabbanan, the Isser Mishka, that's Shemen Av. But Shemen Nozel, something that's totally liquidy, So that's, you wouldn't confuse that at all with Shava. So that's Heter Gomer. So there also you have to figure out where do you draw that line. And we'll come back to that in a few moments. That may depend on how viscous the shampoo is. If it's, we'll come to some formulations about that in a few minutes. But that's also somewhere in the blurry line between the Drabbana category and the Heter Gomer category. It may depend on how thick the shampoo is. So this comes up, part of this comes up in the context of soap and liquid soap. We get the liquid soap, let's talk about solid soap. So there's a famous comment in the Tiferes Yisrael that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Tiferes Yisrael in his Kalkelos HaShabbos on the Malach of Lash, which is Os Yud, he writes, Bezaifa Aser Midini Muach Vahavale Nolad, to rub soap or to apply soap is a potential problem, Nolad, because you're changing the state of the soap from solid to something less solid. V'yesh matirin. V'nira li, d'bezaifa raka, v'kuli alma aser d'havalei memarech. That if it is a softer soap, that is subject to memarech. And his mitzayin, shin yudal yudalev, which is a din of shava. So just like wax is subject to mimareach daraisa, so too soap would be subject to mimareach as well. Mishabura quotes this in Simen Shin Kavav Sif Katan Lamed. Shin Kavav Sif Katan Lamed. The Ramadir writes, Asir lirchas yad v'melach, kol shekein b'bor, which you're covering zayif, o b'shar chelev shenimuach yad v'avinolat. You can't wash your hands with soap because of nolat. You're changing, you're creating something new. It's a different state. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Avinola Vidami Luisuk Shalagabara, just like crushing snow. Crushing snow, crushing soap. I am Agnev Ram Shesh Matirin. Because changing a state is not necessarily nolad, or if you have something in a new state that's not necessarily nolad. I am Sarah Tiferes Yisrael on the next page. Shakasa de Bibarus Shalanu Shiraka Lukulyama Asim Shimamache. Another problem of gozes potentially. Not to use soap. Not because of Nola. Nola is a solvable problem. Maybe it's not Nola, but it's mimachik. You're smoothing down the soap. Barhetiv here, Sifkat Nesas, Koks, Ginas, Varadim. That is Mako. One of the reasons the Ginas Vardim has to be Mako is the Rama is only bothered by Noah. If a Mimachuk is a problem, the Rama should have told us not to use soap because of Mimachuk. So the Ginas Vardim doesn't think it's a problem, but the Mishnah Berurah says, Minig Yisrael is Lahachmir Baset. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Perik Yudalid, Ha'ara Mentes is bothered. What's Shaykh Mimareach? You have no interest in smoothing down the soap. When it comes to the Shava, the wax, you want the wax in a smooth state in order to plug up the hole in the chavis. But you have no interest in smoothing the soap. You're cleaning yourself. You're not smoothing the soap. That's incidental. That shouldn't be part of the malacha of mimareach. But he quotes, and Rav Avadia assumes that way as well, at least gives credence to that argument. Rav Avadia inya bia omer, chelek aleph, sorry, chelek dalid, chelek dalid simen kav zayin, chelek dalid simen kav zayin os dalid, os gimel os dalid. He gives credence to that argument that it's not shayach mimareach, where you have no interest in that which you're smoothing down. But nevertheless, Shmir Shabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman that this is like Dvarim Hamutarim Vachayim Nogam and Isser. And even if in principle, if you just start from scratch, so even bar soap, which we're talking about, should be mutter. But in practice, Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves not to use it. So we have no right to be matir. Dvarim Hamutarim Vachayim Nogam Behem Isser. Igros Moshe Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Yud Gimel Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Yud Gimel B'dvar L'srachi T'imboris B'shabes Yon T'vinei Pashe Sh'asim Sh'memachek V'af B'boris Yulach K'mayim. What about liquid soap? Af Shahar Be'nogin L'hatir Ein Barer Li Kol Kacha Heter. It's not so clear. Mikayim and Shanasim Yizeh Hamoliness, umispashet harbe yoser mikefi shehu aidei arachitza, that it creates the what's the word? The, not the suds, the not suds, not lather, foam. The foam lather is something. When you're washing your hands with liquid soap, so you create this lather foam, which spreads more than it would just with water. If when you wash your hands with liquid soap, something spreads, then that shows some kind of memachik. Lo kishar dvarim lachim kemayim v'shemen. So that's worse than pure liquids. Af she'ev she'ev dvarim lach leke iser memachek, even though it's not necessarily the case, maybe there's no iser memachek when it comes to any dvarim lach. Lachain e noagin v'beiti heter zev v'chein roi lahachmir. Rav Moshe says, bottom line, we don't use liquid soap in the Feinstein home. V'chein ra'oi lahachmir. So I asked Rabbi Fishelis, or David's son-in-law, they told me in their home, they dilute the liquid soap before Shabbos. They have Shabbos soap. I think they even market this somewhere now. And the people that sell you the 10 pieces of bread to put out for Bedikas Chametz and things like that. So then they market Shabbos soap, which is diluted liquid soap. So they dilute it before Shabbos, and then that's so liquidy that that's definitely not a problem. But Rabbi Ribiad is tries to understand what's Ramosha's real concern here. He says, it's hard to understand what Rav Moshe is talking about. Amarti achkama v'hi rechoka mimeni. And then he says, maybe what Rav Moshe is talking about is the lather that's created by rubbing your hands is an indication that the soap spreads. And you want to create a thickness of the soap so that it'll spread. because that's how you clean your hands. So even though it starts as a liquid, by rubbing your hands together, it makes it a little bit thicker, and it's more in this pashet. So maybe that's a chashash of mimareach. And maybe that's more analogous to shaman of where you want to be mimareach. But he says then, if it's super liquidy, then there's definitely not a problem. And that's what the Shabbos home writes also. He recommends being machmir for Moshe and diluting your soap ahead of time before Shabbos. But most poskim aren't really concerned about that. Shmir Shabbos is mekel lehedya. Vavadya is definitely mekel. Rabbi Karp and Orcha Shabbos quote from Rav Yashiv that he was mekel. The Orcha Shabbos writes that they brought Rav Yashiv some liquid soap to show him, and he was mekel. The Orcha Shabbos writes that, quoting from Rav Yashiv, that if the liquid soap is of such consistency that it pours, even if it doesn't pour, it doesn't flow like water, it doesn't pour as easily as thinner liquid, but they go from Rabbi Yashiv that anything that basically pours is not subject to Mimareach, even the Rabban. So Rabbi Heber has an article on the Starkey website printed in an earlier Kashrus Currents that at the Starkey, they tested different liquids with a viscometer, which is a way of measuring viscosity. I tried to look for some YouTube videos as to how to use a viscometer and what exactly viscosity is. It looks a little confusing to me. But whatever it is, somehow they became convinced that anything with a viscosity higher than 600 CP is subject to mimareach. Don't ask me how they got that number. It doesn't really explain it. So when you figure out what viscosity is and how to measure it, he says that if something has a viscosity greater than 600 CP, that's subject to mimareach. And therefore, there are some liquid soaps which are of thicker consistency. That's what I noticed this years ago, that on occasion we had bought for the bathroom, they mentioned by name this brand, Soft Soap, liquid hand soap. Familiar with that? So the first time I saw it, I thought that that's a lot thicker than your standard liquid soap. And I was cautious not to use it on Shabbos. So I was mechaven to the viscosity tests of the Starkey that's thicker. So he says, thick oils and creamy hand soaps that are viscous and pour slowly are also subject to this prohibition. Now, according to Orach HaShabbos' citation of Rav Yashiv, anything that pours is mutter. Maybe he would disagree. Maybe Rav Yashiv has a higher CP threshold for Mimareach. But the Starkey writes that if it's thick, even if it pours, but it pours slowly, that's also subject to this prohibition. For example, liquid hand soap may not be used on Shabbos due to its thickness. However, oils that pour faster with a viscosity of 600 CP or less are not subject to this prohibition. For example, the Starkey tested Ultra Dawn concentrated dish liquid antibacterial hand soap at room temperature, 70 degrees Fahrenheit, and determined that it's permissible to use this on Shabbos. That's viscosity changes with temperature, apparently. Regular liquid dishwashing soap may also be used. Okay. And if the viscosity is more than 600 CP, you can dilute it. So soft soap, antibacterial, liquid hand soap with light moisturizers that's diluted one part water to two parts soap is permissible. I think Purell is somewhere between Ultra Dawn concentrated dish liquid antibacterial hand soap and soft soap liquid hand soap. But it may be closer to the standard liquid soap, or maybe different brands of hand sanitizer have different thicknesses. Rabbi Willie thought it was pasha that Purell is like liquid soap and it's okay. But it still, it doesn't, I don't think it flows as quickly as your standard dishwashing soap, right? So if someone wants to get a viscosity machine scale, maybe they have one in the chem lab here, and test Purell, you can let me know what you find, or maybe Rabbi Hap already did the research and we should ask him.
Very expensive.
I'm not saying buy one at home. See if they have one in the lab here. Okay.
Have you asked a question about is there any reason that this really subject to like segregation where animus calving would fall off a little bit?
Well, if it's a segregation, animus calving doesn't help. It'll still be us here. But what Ravadia is saying and others, that maybe the nature of memachik is that built into memachek, there has to be a toeles in performing that action of smoothing. It has to be a substance where there's some benefit to smoothing it that has a toeles for that substance. So the fact that it's being smoothed is incidental. La halacha, we don't seem to assume this way, but the argument, or at least l'chumra not. But the argument that Shlomo Zalman a little bit makes and Rav Avadya more is that when it comes to memachek, the definition is it has to be something where there's a toelis to the smoothing. If you're smoothing for the benefit of that which you're smoothing, that substance, then that's memachek. If it's if the fact that something gets smooth is totally incidental, but you have no interest in smoothing it, so that's not part of the definition of the melach.
So, I mean, that would be why it's not so good.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like a super melacha chenisit l'gufa in the definition of the melach. Right. So the argument would be that if you have no, when you're washing your hands with bar soap, you have no interest in. So number one, part of this is Rabbi Ribiad is Marachan, and that's part of what Shlomo Zalman and Shmuel Shabbos is bothered by, is that the soaps of the earlier Achronim were a lot more primitive than our soaps, and there was more Meruach potentially going on in using that soap. But leaving that aside, the Rav Avadya potential argument over here is that when you wash your hands with soap, you have no interest in smoothing the soap bar. You want to clean your hands. So maybe that's definitionally not memareach if there's no toelis to the soap. The soap doesn't benefit. There's no benefit to the soap by smoothing it. But lahalacha, we seem to assume, at least the general consensus is not the way that even that there could still be an act of memareach even if you're... There's no interest in the smoothing of that substance per se.
Yeah. I mentioned before my family is a Yemenite background. Yeah. So in our community, Jamaica, here in Lushan, he doesn't say it exactly as strongly as what he means, but he says, Yesh Osir Rafitza the Sabon, LA came in Rosel. The Yesh Matir and the Silver Chains and Nexha of Mimarea came in Chaina Kamana the Hafli for Mimarea Sabon, the Gamdaitam Chain of the Mishanola, the Kainu Amida.
So, right, so that's what Rav Avadya comes out with.
Yeah, I guess it's just less clear, at least in this presentation, that it's about like the Shema Lacha and not being shy of the Mariah.
Yeah, but it sounds like that's what he's saying. Also,
that's
part of Rav Avadya's presentation. Right.
So, Avadya was
what safe is that?
This is the Shulchan Aruch from the Kutzer that's written by one of the prominent Yemenite posting in Eretz Yisrael.
Do they hold a Rav Avadya or?
I don't know. They hold a Rav Avadya, they're following.
I'm not saying in general. Do they go Rav Avadya in general?
Yeah, they won't go Rav Avadya, but I think it's less based on that. More like Rambam, and then Kappas, Yerushalayim Rambam, stuff like that. But Avadya was for Beitelon, bar soap, sticky deodorant, hand creams, all those issues. So I didn't really understand why you would have to read up Sikresha.
Right, so that seems to be the
that makes sense.
The argument. Okay, so then the other remaining halacha lemaisa concern or mamachik memreach is that of using toothpaste on Shabbos. So Moshe writes in Chelak Aleph Simon Kufya Beis, Chelak Aleph Kufya Beis, Ubedvar Linakos Shinayim B'Shabbos V'Yontiv Im Toothpaste, Pasha Sha'aser Shehu Memachik. And Memachik may mean Memareach. In Memareach Talad the Memachik. Below toothpaste, Bahabrush, Amyuchalazah, Mutter, Shukma Rechitzas Shar Ever Echad, Aval Yishtof Rak Bitsone. So to use a dry toothbrush, there's no Memareach concern. Yes, a brush, Tov Shalol Lachlik B'mayim, Kodem Aniko Nechashat Skita B'Zer. And you shouldn't wet the brush because then there's a potential skita concern. If you're going to be squeezing water, you may come to squeeze water out of the brush. The achar anikoi lo yirchas as a brush af shelo b'shif shem she'en shem skita mishem she'en lo tzorach shevayom dayin lirchas b'shul machar. There's also a achana problem independent of the skita problem. So Moshe says to use toothpaste, that's a problem of memarech. To use a dry toothbrush, that's fine, but you shouldn't wash it, number one, because of potential skita, and number two, Moshe seems to be bothered by achana. And that is the general consensus of Pesukim on the first point, that using toothpaste is a memareach concern. As Rabbi Karp writes, it shouldn't be any worse in terms of consistency than shemen of. Right? Even by Rav Yosha's definition, it doesn't pour even slowly. You can't pour toothpaste. And that's what the Rosh Hashanah writes as well. Rav Schefter quotes in the Rav, this is printed in Nefesh HaRav, that the Rav felt that there's no problem of memachek when it comes to toothpaste, because memachek would mean that you're smoothing something off. So if you're brushing your teeth, there's no problem with memachek, which would mean taking something off the teeth, because if there was memachek, so then all your enamel would come off over time if you keep on brushing your teeth regularly. So there's no problem with memachek. And then there's no problem with memareach, the Rav felt, because in order to have memareach, the substance that you're spreading needs to remain there. Because if you're going to spread something and it disappears as soon as you spread it, there's no kiyum, so then that's not subject to memareach. And the Rosh Hashanah says, yes, the Rav, but don't they advertise the toothpaste companies that when you brush your teeth with toothpaste, it creates a protective layer? So the Rav said, and you believe them? And then the Rav said something like, even if that was true, but it's invisible. And an invisible protective layer is not of any concern. So the Rav felt that using toothpaste is head to gomer on Shabbos, not memareach, and not memachek. What do the Teimanim do?
We use
like soap. Okay.
If you get around the other issues.
I'm sorry?
If you get around the other issues.
Right. There is a tshuva. Shlomo Zalman has a brief tshuva that's appended to a tshuva of the Sridei Esh. Sridei Esh is Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed in the new edition of Sridei Esh. So he says, as far as Schita is concerned, he has a number of kulas that Rishlomo Zalman didn't like. Rishlomo Zalman wrote a response, and he says, so the Sfidish says, that is not a problem with Schita because you have no kavanah liskot. So he says, is that true? Because if you're rinsing it, you want it to be rinsed, and you want the water to come out. And the Sfidei says, Psegreshe Anadurabanan, but we're not going to Psegreshe Anadurabanan. And the fact that the water is holically ibud, that doesn't create a heter either. But the Sfidei, one of his stadim about Schita, Shlomo Zalman sounds like he likes, that there's a case of a spok sheish from Beis Achiza. So holding onto the sponge with the handle is mutter. So maybe that's like a tzlochis malaya mayim, where the water comes out, because it's going to come out anyway, you're not really squeezing it. So maybe that's relevant to a toothbrush also. That's one of Sridesh's arguments why maybe there's not schita. But as far as the toothpaste itself, Shlomo Zalman thinks you have to be machmir. Again, dvarim hamutarim shenagu bo iser. So if you want to use a toothbrush without toothpaste, Sridesh has a number of studded, maybe there's no schita. Shlomo Zalman doesn't like most of them, but he says maybe you can salvage some of it. But Shlomo Zalman doesn't think that you can use toothpaste itself, because even if you could create an argument that it's mutter, but it's dvarim asura mutarim shenagava iser. So in practice, he is makris. Again, that's the shachter quotes in the Rav Lakula. But the consensus of most poskim is l'chumer. That's what Rabbi Willig says. You want to brush your teeth on Shabbos, use a dry toothbrush, and don't rinse it. That works once. I guess you could have two toothbrushes and do it if you wanted to brush your teeth twice over Shabbos with a dry toothbrush. They sell, I never looked into this, but right, they market, I guess the same people that market the Shabbos soap market Shabbos toothpaste. I'm assuming that's like totally liquid. I never looked into it.
Yeah, I think it's very liquidy. You can buy even like commercially available liquidy toothpaste. Like kids oftentimes.
So that may solve the memorial problem, wouldn't solve the schita problem. I mean, if you're bothered by schita, so then if you're putting the liquid on the, if you're putting a liquid toothpaste on the toothbrush, so then you have a bigger schita problem, I think.
They have toothbrushes that have like rubber bristles.
Yeah.
With the cans of water that I use, but I'm trying to find a new one because I don't know. Mine is like breaking it. I think they're very low on stock because of
supply chain issues.
But I was actually in the park last Friday.
Yeah.
Looking, I was in Eichler's and I was looking for the one that I wanted. I didn't have it, but they had a different type, which is silicone bristles. They were a lot more bristles than the rubber one.
Okay.
It was sort of sharp and painful. I'm not sure.
That's another issue they discussed, that if you're going to cause yourself to bleed when you brush your teeth, that's a Chabala problem.
Right.
So you shouldn't use sharp, painful bristles for other reasons. And like the earlier post can talk about that is, if you brush your teeth, then it's going to bleed. But we're more used to brushing our teeth than and not bleeding. Let's stop here. I did a few more brief Mareach points that we didn't get to. So Mirtz Hashem will pick up with that next time and then jump into Kosev. For Kosev, so start the sugyas. The sugyas start in Perek Abona, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. So you should see the Gemara is more or less straight from Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph on the Mishnah to the end of the Perek. So just try to go through that to the extent that you can. As far as the next shiur, I'm away Sunday afternoon. Um, I'm not sure